George Smith was a quiet French bookkeeper. None of his friends believed him when he told them that he was going to walk across Niagara Falls on a tightrope. But here he was, one spring day, looking at the rope which was stretched 150 feet above the falls. George's wife stood beside him, trying to convince him not to try such a foolish stunt. She told him to think of his family. George just shook his head stubbornly and told her that this was something that he had to do. Then he began to practice for the crossing by walking back and forth on a narrow wooden beam. By the time George was ready to begin the crossing, almost 1,000 people had gathered to watch him. George stood uncertainly at the edge of the river. The long rope swayed silently in the breeze. Slowly he set out across the rope toward the Canadian side of the falls. 20 minutes later, a television reporter came up to him and asked, "What are you going to do next?" George thought for a moment and then answered, "I guess I'll walk back across the rope. I left my car on the other side."